Welcome to Zichu Daf Simanim. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldhar, and today Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Chabeis, the second parak, Lo Yachbor. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, on the previous Daf, Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua said that tradesmen of a town can prevent tradesmen from elsewhere from offering services in their town. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says that he agrees regarding Rochlin HaMakzirim Ba'ayaros, peddlers who go from town to town selling cosmetics, to Amatzi Makiv, that the merchant of that town cannot stop them because Ezra decreed the peddlers should go from town to town to sell cosmetics, Kadeshu Takshit Matsuin Levnos Yisrael, so that cosmetics would be available to the daughters of Yisrael. However, this dispensation was only Hadure, to go around selling his wares and then leave, of like Vui, Lo, but not to permanently set up shop. Still, if the peddler is a Surma Rabban, a rabbinical student, he's even allowed to permanently set up shop, as we find that Rav made such allowances, the Lechihilchasa, not like the ordinary law. Since they are rabbinical students, Asgul Tardim Gersayu, they may be distracted from their learning if they would have to go around to sell cosmetics. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Mishia Koslo Samachol Koslo Chavero, one whose wall was near his neighbor's wall, will Yismachol Koslo Acher, may not place another wall near the neighbor's wall, Elim Kenichirkim Menu Arba Amos, unless he distances it 4 Amos from the neighbor's wall. The Mishnah implies that there was previously a wall near his neighbor's wall, which later fell, and he's rebuilding. The Gemara wonders, Vakama Hechi Samach, but how did he put the first wall nearby and only must distance the second wall? After rejecting the first answer, Rava says the Mishnah's case is where the first wall was originally Samach Kosel Chavero Berichuk Arba Amos, near his neighbor's wall, at a distance of Dalad Amos, and after it fell, he cannot build a second wall closer than those Dalad Amos. The reason is the Davshad Dahach Mali Hasam. The treading, meaning the people walking here between the walls, is beneficial there to the ground under his wall, by strengthening the ground underneath. The Gemara adds that this does not apply to the wall of a chutzner in an old city, where the ground has already been hardened from people walking over the years. And point number three, the next Mishnah states, Marchikna sasum min ashovach arba amos. One must distance a ladder dalad amos from a neighbor's dovecot, kedesho tikpot sanamiya, so that a marten should not jump from the ladder into the dovecot. The Gemara asks if the Mishnah disagrees with Rabbi Yossi, who said, regarding planting a tree near a neighbor's pit, zo chofer betoch shelo, v'zo notech betoch shelo. This one can dig in his property, and that one can plant a tree in his property, and is not required to prevent his roots from damaging the neighbor's pit. Similarly, Rabbi Yossi would presumably allow leaving a ladder near his neighbor's dovecot. The Gemara responds that Rabbi Yossi may agree here because Rav Ashi said, Modi Rabbi Yossi begiri didei. Rabbi Yossi agrees regarding his arrows, meaning direct damage, and here too, it's possible that a marten will jump onto the ladder as he's placing it. However, the Gemara protests it's still only grama, cause of damage, indirect, for which one's not liable. Rav Tuvia Bar Masna said, Zos omer's grama b'nizakin aser. This Mishnah teaches that cause of damage is forbidden, although exempt from paying. So once again, the 3 points are number one. On the previous Daf, Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua said that tradesmen of a town can prevent tradesmen from elsewhere from offering services in their town. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says that he agrees regarding Rochlin HaMakzirim Ba'ayaros, peddlers who go from town to town selling cosmetics, to Amatzi Makiv, that the merchant of that town cannot stop them because Ezra decreed the peddlers should go from town to town to sell cosmetics, Kadeshu Takshit Matsuin Levnos Yisrael, so that cosmetics would be available to the daughters of Yisrael. However, this dispensation was only Hadure, to go around selling his wares and then leave, of like Vui, Lo, but not to permanently set up shop. Still, if the peddler is a Surma Rabban, a rabbinical student, he's even allowed to permanently set up shop, as we find that Rav made such allowances, the Lechihilchasa, not like the ordinary law. Since they are rabbinical students, Asgul Tardim Gersayu, they may be distracted from their learning if they would have to go around to sell cosmetics. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Mishia Koslo Samacho Koslo Chavero, one whose wall was near his neighbor's wall, will Yismacho Koslo Acher, may not place another wall near the neighbor's wall, Elim Kenichirkim Menu Arba Amos, unless he distances it 4 Amos from the neighbor's wall. The Mishnah implies that there was previously a wall near his neighbor's wall, which later fell, and he's rebuilding. The Gemara wonders, Vakama Hechi Samach, but how did he put the first wall nearby and only must distance the second wall? After rejecting the first answer, Rava says the Mishnah's case is where the first wall was originally Samach Kosel Chavero Berichuk Arba Amos, near his neighbor's wall, at a distance of Dalad Amos, and after it fell, he cannot build a second wall closer than those Dalad Amos. The reason is the Davshad Dahach Mali Hasam. The treading, meaning the people walking here between the walls, is beneficial there to the ground under his wall, by strengthening the ground underneath. The Gemara adds that this does not apply to the wall of a chutzner in an old city, where the ground has already been hardened from people walking over the years. And pointing with you, the next Mishnah states, Marchikin es asum min ha-shovach arba amos. One must distance a ladder dalet amos from a neighbor's dovecote, kidei sho tikpots ha-nemiyah, so that a marten should not jump from the ladder into the dovecote. The Gemara says, the Mishnah disagrees with Rabbi Yossi, who said, regarding planting a tree near a neighbor's pit, zo chofer betoch shalo, v'zo notech betoch shalo. This one can dig in his property, and that one can plant a tree in his property, and is not required to prevent his roots from damaging the neighbor's pit. Similarly, Rabbi Yossi would presumably allow leaving a ladder near his neighbor's dovecote. The Gemara responds that Rabbi Yossi may agree here because Rav Ashi said, Modi Rabbi Yossi begiri didei. Rabbi Yossi agrees regarding his arrows, meaning direct damage, and here too, it's possible that a marten will jump onto the ladder as he's placing it. However, the Gemara protests it's still only grama, cause of damage, indirect, for which one's not liable. Rav Tuvia Bar Masna said, Zos omer is grama b'nizakin aser. This Mishnah teaches that cause of damage is forbidden, although exempt from paying. All right, so now we go to our siman for Daf Chav Beis, and our standard siman is a cab, a taxi cab. So here goes. After the traveling cosmetic salesman took a cab to town, where he set up shop since he was a Surba Murabanan, in the space between two walls so his customers would tread the ground, strengthening it, he made sure his ladder displaying his cosmetics was at least dalet amos away from a nearby dovecote, because Gramba Binizakin Asur, although he's pater from paying. Once again, slow motion. After the traveling cosmetic salesman took a cab to town, cab? That must be one of Chabez. After the traveling cosmetic salesman took a cab to town, where he set up shop since he was a Surba Murabanan, which reminds us, Ezra decreed that Rochin, peddlers of cosmetics, can go from town to town to sell and can't be prevented by local salesmen, so that cosmetics will be available to Benois Yisrael, provided that they eventually leave, unless they are Surba Murabanan, who are permitted to set up shop, since going around will distract them from their learning. So after the traveling cosmetic salesman took a cab to town, where he set up shop since he was a Surba Murabanan, in the space between two walls so his customers would tread the ground, strengthening it, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Mishi akosel samach akosel chaver, one whose wall was near his neighbor's wall, lo yismachu akosel acher, he may not place another wall near the neighbor's wall unless he distances it dalet amos from the neighbor's wall. Rava says the Mishnah's case is where the first wall was near his neighbor's wall, at a distance of dalet amos, and after it fell, he could not build a second wall closer than those dalet amos. The reason is that davsha dahach mali lohasim, the treading, meaning the people walking here between the walls, is beneficial there to the ground under his wall by strengthening the ground underneath. So, after the traveling cosmetic salesman took a cab to town, where he set up shop since he was a Surba Murabanan, in the space between two walls so his customers would tread the ground, strengthening it, he made sure his ladder displaying his cosmetics was at least dalet amos away from a nearby dovecote, because Gramba Binizakin Asur, although he's pater from paying, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Marchikin es asu min ha-shovach arba amos, one must distance a ladder dalet amos from a neighbor's dovecote, kedei shelo tikpots ha-nemiyah, so that a marten should not jump from the ladder into the dovecote. Rav Tuvia Bar Masna said, Zos omer is grama b'nizakin aser. This Mishnah teaches the cause of damages is forbidden, although exempt from paying. So once again, after the traveling cosmetic salesman took a cab to town, where he set up shop since he was a Surba Murabanan, in the space between two walls so his customers would tread the ground, strengthening it, he made sure his ladder displaying his cosmetics was at least dalet amos away from a nearby dovecote, because grama b'nizakin aser, although he's pater from paying. All right, so now it's time for four blah back Chazara. Daf Yud Ches. So the siman Daf Yud Ches is a chuppah because Ben Yud Ches or chuppah, someone who's 18, should go to chuppah. So here goes. When the chuppah, that must be more in Daf Yud Ches, Ben Yud Ches or chuppah. When the chuppah being held in the storeroom was disturbed by the smoke from the bakery, illegally placed downstairs, which reminds us, the Gemara poses numerous challenges to Rav, who prohibits digging a pit near a neighbor's boundary, even if his neighbor does not have a pit, such as the Mishnah, which prohibits opening a bakery under someone's existing storeroom. So when the chuppah being held in the storeroom was disturbed by the smoke from the bakery illegally placed downstairs, and the mustard for the wedding suit was eaten by bees owned by a man who just bought a piece of land for his beehive, which reminds us, Rav is challenged from another Mishnah, teaching that one must distance a pool of soaking flax from his neighbor's vegetables, leeks from his neighbor's onions, and vesachar and mustard plants from his neighbor's bees. When bees eat the mustard plants, it sharpens their mouths, causing them to consume the honey in their hives. Yossi permits placing mustard plants near one's border because he can tell the bee's owner, before you tell me, distance your mustard plants from my bees, distance your bees from my mustard plants, because they come and eat my mustard blossoms. Since your mustard is as harmful to my property as my mustard plants are to yours, I'm not required to distance my mustard plants. So when the chuppah being held in the storeroom was disturbed by the smoke from the bakery, illegally placed downstairs, and the mustard for the wedding suit was eaten by bees owned by a man who just bought a piece of land for his beehive. The Rabbanan hold a hamazik harkigetz atzmo. It's incumbent upon the owner of the hazard to distance the hazard from the victim, even where the mazik was originally placed legally, while the whole property was his. Daf Yotess. So the simur Daf Yotess is a yacht. So here goes. The captain of the yacht, that must be more on Daf Yotess. The captain of the yacht carrying away a pile of flintstones on deck so that their heat wouldn't damage his neighbor's wall, which reminds us the Mishnah Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph listed slime, flintstones, among materials which must be distanced from a neighbor's wall because the heat they generate damages it. The Gemara explains that a Mishnah in Shabbos regarding wrapping foods does not mention stones because they break the pot and are never used for wrapping. So the captain of the yacht carrying away a pile of flintstones on deck so that their heat wouldn't damage his neighbor's wall forgot to tell his son not to plant seeds too close to the wall since their roots would eventually soften the soil, which reminds us the Mishnah taught that seeds must be distanced 3 tefachim from a neighbor's wall. Although one would normally have to distance his planting from his neighbor's wall anyway, both because of plowing and because of the constant watering, the Mishnah's ruling is necessary for one planting mamapolis yad by tossing of the hand without furrows in Eretz Yisrael, which relies on rainwater. So the captain of the yacht carrying away a pile of flintstones on deck so that their heat wouldn't damage his neighbor's wall forgot to tell his son not to plant seeds too close to the wall since their roots would eventually soften the soil. As he was distracted eating a wafer kneaded with fruit juice that he found in a tefach by tefach opening between two cabins where a mace was lying in one, which reminds us the Gemara discusses items left in an opening which is a tefach by tefach between two rooms under one roof. If the item would halakhically reduce the size of the opening, tomb of a mace in one room would not spread to the second room. Shmuel said, Rakik in a mamait b'chalon, a wafer left in an opening does not reduce the size of the opening since it's likely to be removed to be eaten. Daf Chaf, so the simur Daf Chaf is a cafe. So here goes. The cafe, that must be more on Daf Chaf. The cafe with a wanted goy tied up and sitting in the window, blocking the tumas mace from spreading to the room next door, which reminds us a brisa lists numerous items which reduce an opening regarding tumah of a mace spreading into the next room. The Gemara explains why each item will not be moved and therefore qualifies to reduce the opening size. Among the cases is an idolater who is not susceptible to tumah, sitting in the opening and he cannot walk away because the case is where he's tied up. The Gemara asks that his friend will untie him and concludes that he's b'chavushe malchus, a prisoner of the government, so that no one will untie him. So the cafe with a wanted goy tied up and sitting in the window blocking the tumas mace from spreading to the room next door, which had a pastry oven with 4 amos of venting room above it to protect the 4 above, which reminds us the next mission states, well, yamin adam taner betoch habay, so a person may not set up an oven in a house, elim ken yesh al gabav gova arba amos, unless there are dalet amos of airspace above it so it doesn't set the ceiling on fire and spread to other houses. If it's in an upper story, 3 tefachim of plaster must be underneath to prevent the 4 from catching fire. So the cafe with a wanted goy tied up and sitting in the window, blocking the tumas mace from spreading to the room next door, which had a pastry oven with 4 amos of venting room above it to protect the 4 above, was being picketed by members of the chatzur who claimed they can't sleep from all the noise from customers coming in to get their morning coffee. Which reminds us, the next mishnah states that if a resident of a chatzur opens a store in the chatzur, another resident can protest, "Ini yachulishol mikol nichnasim mikol yotzin." I cannot sleep because of the noise of your customers entering and leaving the chatzur. However, one may manufacture utensils in the chatzur and go out and sell them in the marketplace, and another cannot protest and say, "Ini yachulishol, I can't sleep, or mikol patish because of the noise of the hammer, because of the noise of the mill, or because of the noise of the children." Daf Chaf Aleph. So the simur Daf Chaf Aleph is a car because Bostonians pronounce car ka. So here goes. The father in the race car. That must be more on Daf Chaf Aleph ka. The father in the race car dropping his boy off at one of the many Ben Gamal Chadarim, which reminds us, Rav said, Baram, Zachor Oysa Isha Tov, indeed that man should be remembered favorably, namely, Yeshua Ben Gamla, She'imalehu Nishtachach Torah Yisrael, because if not for him, the Torah would have been forgotten from Yisrael. Originally, a child was taught Torah by his father because of a drasha, that one must teach his sons, and those without a father would not learn Torah. Ultimately, after other attempts to improve the situation failed, Yeshua Ben Gamla instituted, She'imoshiv Melamdin Tinokos, that they should install teachers of children b'chol medino medin b'chol ir v'ir in every province and every town machnison k'ben sheish k'ben sheva and bring the children in when they're 6 or 7 years old. So the father in the race car dropping his boy off at one of the many Ben Gamal Chadarim chose the cheder with a new Rebbe who teaches at a faster pace than the previous Rebbe had taught, which reminds us Rav said that if there's another teacher available who teaches more material than the current one, we do not replace the current teacher because the second teacher might become lax in his teaching, believing he's unrivaled and will not be replaced. Rav Dima of Nardah disagreed. Kol shekein degaris tfei, all the more so who teach more because kina sofrim tarbi chochma, jealousy between scholars increases wisdom. The new teacher will work even harder to prevent the former teacher from embarrassing him because of jealousy. So the father in the race car, dropping his boy off at one of the many Ben Gamel Chadarim, chose the cheder with the new Rebbe, who teaches at a faster pace than the previous Rebbe had taught, which was right next to a new bathhouse that had opened right next to the old bathhouse, which reminds us. The Gemara discusses whether one can intrude on another's business by opening up the same shop in his vicinity. A Braisa allows opening a store next to a neighbor's store or a bathhouse next to a neighbor's bathhouse because he can say, Ata osa b'toch shelcha, you're doing what you want in your property, v'ani osa b'toch sheli, and I'm doing what I want in my property. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which duff do we discuss if seeds spread roots sideways regarding damaging walls and climb? That's on duff. Good task. Good number two, which stuff do we learn? Yeshua ben Gamel prevent the Torah from being forgotten by instituting that Chadarim should be established in every city. That's on Dav. Chafalv. Good number three, which stuff do we learn about the right to protest commercial activities in Ochatzer? That's on Dav. Chaf. Good number four, which stuff do we learn that Ezra was metaken that Rochlin can travel from town to town to sell cosmetics and that Subman Rabban can even permanently set up shop? That's on Dav. Chabez. Good number five, which stuff did you discuss whether one can dig a pit near the boundary when his neighbor does not have a pit? That's on Duff. Yud Zayin. Good number six, which stuff do you learn that foot traffic between walls is beneficial to wall as it strengthens the ground underneath? That's on Duff. Chabez. Good number seven, which stuff did you discuss whether one can open a new bathhouse next to a pre-existing bathhouse? That's on Duff. Chafalav. Good number eight, which stuff do we learn about six people that the Malach Mavis has no power over? That's on Duff. Yud Zayin. Good number nine, which stuff do we have the case of one's mustard being damaged by someone's bees? That's on Duff. Yud Ches. Good. Number 10, which stuff do we learn that one must distance the latter Dalet Amos from a neighbor's Duff coat? That's on Duff. Chabez. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichur, wishing you a great day and great learning.